Sagt die Mishnah again, darf ich tressen mit Beis. Moskua signe Besdin und signe Kuhuna. Der signe Besdin brought this Koyen, that was Nifrash for 7 days. Erev Yom Kippur, they brought him to the signe Kuhuna. Velu the Beis Aftinas, they brought him to Beis Aftinas. Over there, he learned the Maisak Teres, which was avoid the Koshes of Mikdosh. Vish Biu, Veniftaru, and then they were Mashbiah him. And then they left. V'hochalem v'omrulam ishikoy v'omuloy ishikoy and go onu shluchim bezin v'ira shluchim bezin v'ata shluchenu v'shliach bezin mashbin onu ale v'ata shluchenu v'shliach bezin and you are our shliach and shliach bezin mashbin onu alecho v'mishen shochen shmoy v'vayse that we mashbia you shloi tishan adovim v'kol ma'asho ma'anu l'cho. Don't change anything, especially when Ma'asak Teres, like Rashi says, because the tzedukim changed. They were metakim b'chutz instead of metakim b'fnim. Who poyresh, who boich, he parts from them and he cries because they accused him. Ve'im poshel boichim, because they had to say what they had to say. Im hoyo chochom, if he's a chochom, meaning the night before Yom Kippur, he went to sleep. So that night, the night of Yom Kippur, I mean. So derish, he's derish, like a chochom could be derish all night. Vim laftam and chom and derish from the fun of, so he shouldn't fall asleep. Vim rogeli kois koira, he's koira, vim laf koira in the fun of, uvma koira in the fun of, be'ir v'ezru b'divra ayomim. Like the Rashi says, those are things that a mamshcha salev, zechai ben kvutolomim, po mahabakis, the fun of Daniel. And that's also, that's Mamshech Halev. The Rishash is Moisef, that it's Oymek and Iyun. And he says Dafka because the Kerel Lefona, but he reads himself, then you do not have to be specific Svarim. It could be any safer as long as he stays up. Now there's a Gevaldik Akasha in the Achroinim that in the Etzem Mashbiyah Noisoy. Frag in the Achroinim, if the Tzdukim hold that you have to be Metzakim Bachutz and then bring it in, so in their world, in their Torah, Har Sinai was told, they believe in Torah Shem Ksav, that you have to be Metzakim Bachutz. So if you make a shvu that you're not going to do it, it's nishbe levatlas mitzvah in their eyes. And nishbe levatlas mitzvah, the shvu is not kal. So what did you gain by the shvu? Fragen d'achroinim, a shvu that nishbe levatlas mitzvah is pot, it's not a maizah shvu, so we didn't threaten them. Where is there a threat by saying a shvu if in their world is nishbe levatlas mitzvah? Zogen d'achroinim, numerous different terutzim. One of the terutzim they give is that even though it might be not a shvu as nishbe levatlas mitzvah, or by shvu shav it is. If they can make a shvu and then be misakim mi bachutz, it's a shvu shov lo yinake. They're worried about another teretz they give that even though nishma levatas a mitzvah is not chal, but when it's a shvu sakoyleles a shvu koylu, then it would be chal. And since over here it's not just must be on this, must be on many things. It says must be on lechash lechana kol mash diban mikol mash omanu mikol dover. So a shvu koyleles is koylu even a shvu levatas a mitzvah in their world, and that's why it'd be chal. Another teretz. Is Rashi just talks about the Einach Nami, just one of them, right? That's where they're coming from. But Al Kaponim, yeah, that's what the Teretz are giving based on Gemara and Shavuos, that Shavu Kalalas Kol even Nishba Levat Samitzvah. And the Netziv says in Moray Misoda that the Chiddush of Nishba Mepi Acherim, it's Meduktik in the Mishnah, it's Mepi Acherim, Mashbi Enon Olecho. Nishba Mepi Acherim, it helps even Levat Samitzvah. You yourself can be Mashbi Akeneged Har Sinai. Mushman piyoyim at Mar Sinai, but if mipi acherim oine omein or even shtika koydo, it's shayach api acherim. Big Chiddush and Netziv. The Chazon Ish says because a shvua gufa changes the essence of the person, and once he's mashbia, so a meila he's automatically changes. It causes him to do the emes. It's meorahim, and that's why it's not going to be a problem, and it's not going to and end it. That's come on, different terutzim. Maratzki says the terutz. They're all busy with discussion. Zok the Gemara that you test omer aleph. Tono, lelamdei chafina. What's the purpose of going into Beis Aftinas to teach him chafina? Zog Rashi, malich roisel Beis Aftinas, sheshomak teres motzui. That's what its teres was. Omer rapopesh tei lishkas hoi loy lekoin gol. There were two lishkas to the koin gol. Achas lishkas parhedrin, ve'achas lishkas Beis Aftinas. There were two places where the koin gol had exclusive homes, exclusive offices. One of them was Lishkas Behedin, which we discussed in that Beis, which is the whole Mafrishin Oysoin, where he sleeps. And one of them is Beis Aftinas, where he learns the avoid of the Maisak Torahs. These are two exclusive Lishkois for the Kohen Gadol. And the Braisa says, Achas B'Tzofen V'Achas B'Dorin. One was on the Tzofen side and one was on the Dorin side. This is a picture like we have in the Beis HaMikdosh. The Ma'irav is where the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Mizrahi, enter. Tzofen is over here on this on the right. And Dorim's on here. So we know one of the Lishkas, one of the Tzofen, was in the Dofen. Dorim. The Maskana the Gemara is going to be, the Gemara is not sure which one goes where. Maskana is, Pahedin is over here, and Lishkas of the Keteris is going to be over here. Achaz B'Tzofen, Achaz B'Dorim. That's me Maskana. The Gemara is going to, Cheshbonah, this Omid, what's the proof that it's over there? Zog die Gemara, de Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah as follows, this is a Mishnah in Midas. Vov lishkois hoye ba'azor, there were six lishkois in the Azor. Gimel betzofen begim bedorin. That's referring to these lishkois right over here. In this section, right when you enter after the Ezes Noshim, besides the other lishkois, there's many lishkois. Over here there's a cubicle of three compartments, three lishkois. And here there was another area of three lishkois in a row. That's talking about the three and the three that we're discussing right now. Zog the Gemara, Mishnah that says in Midas, Vov lishkois hoye ba'azor, gim v'tzofen gim b'dorim. Shebedorim, the one in the dorim over here in the bottom, in the south, is lishkois ha'melach. First one is lishkois ha'melach, this one. The second one is lishkois ha'parva. And the third one, lishkas hamedichin, and the Mishnah explains what they are. What are they? Lishkas hamelach shomai noisim melach al korban, where they place melach on the korban. I'll call korban chomelach. Every korban has a melach. Lishkas haparva sheshomai amolchin oiros, that the salt to hides. That's the second apartment right over here. The second lishka. That's the salt to hides. Val gaga. Now on the gag of the lishkas haparva, this is very important. On the gaga of the lishkas haparva, there was a second floor. Hoysa based tefillah lekoyin gola b'yom kippurim. There was a base tefillah for the koyin gola on Yom Kippur. A special base tefillah. We had numerous base tefillahs, but there's a base tefillah for Yom Kippur over here on Lishkas HaParva. This one had a second floor. The gagas of these three were not equal because this one had a gag with a mikvah. The other two on the side didn't. The middle one, Lishkas HaParva, where they sold the hides, had a lishka on top of it, a second floor, a gaga, where they had a mikvah. Zog the Gemara. Val gaga hoisa base tefila lekoyin gol b'yom kippurim lishkas hamadichin, the ones that yemediach is the third one. What do they do over there? Shoshama yemediachin kirve kochim the mediach the innards. Tois right away asks on the top we had before the shulchanis yemediach. So he says that there's two types of adocha. There's adocha of the kodesh. And that's the kochim and the shulchanos. But the kirvei kochim, which are real peresh and the things that are most, you had an elishka inside. You don't want it outside in the azorah. So that's why it's two medichim. Zog the Gemara, umishom mesiba oyle legag besapar. From the lishkas hamedichin, there was a mesiba, there was a stairwell that went up to the gag, to the roof of the besapar. The roof of the besapar, we said it had a mikveh. So we're establishing that in order to get to that mikveh, you had to go through a stairwell, and you had to go from the mesiba, from the lishkas hamedichin, to get to the roof of the lishkas haparva. Now, Tosafot points out in the second Divrei Maschil that there was a girsa that changed around the order, and based on that, Tosafot Akasha b'mtoima maishlo l'chitona b'reisha. It says lishkas melech parva and then medichin, and when it explains it, it explains medichin first and then parva. So that's not Argus. Argus doesn't explain Medichim before Parva. But according to Argus, what's a pshat? V'yeshloime, he says, Iyavim v'fash, Dishkas b'es Parva v'reish, if we would have said Parva first, Heich listen v'al gaga o'ya koyin toivel. How could you say that on the roof there was a koyin toivel? V'akati loikotoni heich asoliglossim. He never explained it how he got to the roof. So you have to first explain Lishkas Medichim that had the stairwell. Lochiton Lishkas Medichim Reisha, Mishomai Simisibu Lagag Besaparva. However, then he brings ours for him, Omna Reisi Mesechas Midas, that doesn't switch around the order and doesn't first say Medichim that had a stairwell and Mameli understand how he got the roof and then he can explain the mikvah on the Lishkas Besaparva. But rather over there it says like us, Mishomafad Lishkas Parva Bereisha. First it says Parva Kisidra, meaning that there was a mikvah on top. V'gam Mikvah Swarm Shlono Yesh Kamoy Kankan. Meaning like our gears that it mentions the mikvah first. Zok de Gemara. Lishkas hamedichin shomai hamedichin kirvei kochim umishomai siba oyle legag beis haparva. Gimel shabbat sofen, the 300 sofen that are going up is lishkas ha'eit. Is on the sofen. This one over here in the corner behind is called the lishkas ha'eit. Now why is it called lishkas ha'eit? The Ravid says in Tomid because it's made out of eight. It's made out of wood. Aye, since when could you have a structure made out of wood? You can't be in the tech and anything out of wood. So he says that's why it's in the choil. He says it's in the choil, it's boni b'choil, or it's pasuach l'choil, so it's a din choil like we have all along. Pasuach l'choil is din choil, so you cannot be neither made out of eight. Now, lishkas ha'goyla, that's going to be with the bor ha'goyla. That's another one right over here. Lishkas ha'goyla, that's called the bor ha'goyla. And the third one, the bigger one over here in this southern side, is the first one. That's more to the Noshim, is Lishkas HaGozis. That's Sanhedrin, Lishkas HaGozis. Lishkas HaEitz explains, Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov, Shochachti Maho Yisra Misham Eshes. I don't recall what it's for. According to the rabbi, it's very geschmack. Lishka says it doesn't mean what the eitz is. It's made out of eitz, but it doesn't say what's in it. So shachachti, Rabbi Lezer Yankov says, I forgot what's in there. Abishol reminded an oimer, lishkas koyin gol hoiso. He says it was a lishkas koyin gol hoiso, achoyge shteyen, vigak shloshtan shova. So, it says over here clearly that Abishol is telling him, lishkas koyin gol. Now again, we said there's two koyin gol. One is Pahedrin, where he slept, and one is Beis Aftinas, where he does the Torahs. That's what we're going to try to figure out, where was each. But meanwhile, he says, the lishka of the koyin gol. Interesting to note, this is Midas also. We had a Gemara before, but as is Noshim, Elazar ben Yankov, we said Stamish is Midas is him because he forgot Shachachti in this corner, as is Noshim, that they made the Psalmim. And Abishol reminded him. Same thing over here. He says Shachachti, and Abishol is telling him it was Lishkas Kohen Gadol also. Achereshtem was behind both of them. It went behind both of them, side behind the eights and behind the Lishkas Agozis. Vigag Shlosh and Shov over here, there was no mikvah on the top of the roof, so all three are equal. Lishkas Agoyla, now we explain what they were. Lishkas Agoyla, that what? Shesham Hoya Boya Agoyla. Over there was a Boya Agoyla, there was a well that the Anshe Goyla Zodrash Al Shem Bar Shekorisham Oyla Goyla. There was a well they dug, Vahagal Ganosin Olav, who Mishom Aspik Maim Lechol Azorah, they were Maspik Maim for the whole Azorah. Lishkas Agozis, the famous Lishkas Agozis, Shomo Yisan Hedrin Shay Yisrael Yosheves Vidon Al Kahanim. The Shayin Hedrin was done. Now, even though they were not just done on Kahanim, but the Tiferes Yisrael explains in the Mishnayis, he says that the Ikka Dan was on the Kahanim. Are they Bali Mumin? Are they Roy Lavoida? Was there a Psul? That's the Gabi the Kahanim. The Yichus, that's done al Kahanim. Umisha Nimtsu by Psul, whoever had a Psul from the Kahanim, or Lobi Shchogim, after he exited their chamber, he wore black clothing. Umisat of Shchogim, because he's a Psul, Vyotzav Alach Loi, and he left. Vishla Nimtsu by Psul, one who did not have a Psul, Hoy Lobi Shlavonim, he wore white clothing resembling Avoida. Umisat of Lavonim, and Nichlas Mishamish of Echav Kahanim, he goes back to work. So that is the Mishnah. Now the Gemara is going to bring a Raya, which we still didn't prove yet. Where was Pahedrin and where was Beis Aftinas? We discussed, meanwhile, three on the Tzofen over here in the corner, right as Noshim, right when you enter, after as Noshim, and three on the Dogaim, right when you enter. We didn't say which one. We know one of them, Abishol says, is a Lishka for the Kohen. So either that's Pahedrin, where he slept, or where he did the Keteris. And we didn't yet say where the other one for the Kohen is. Now the Gemara says, Achas bedogim. We said one of them, we started off, one of the lishkas of the Kahanim is in the Dogim, one is in the Tzofen, one is Pahedrin, and one is Aftinas. The Tanan, how do we know one of them is in the Dogim? Now we go to the Dogim side. Shiva Shorim Hoya Ba'azorah. Now we discuss these. There were seven Shorim in the Azorah. All along the Dorim wall, all the way till the Ma'ariv wall, to the Kodesh, past the Kodesh, till the Kodesh HaKadoshim, facing it. So three in the Dogim, three in the Tzofen, and one in the Mizrach. The Mizrach is when you enter Shah Niknar, when you enter from Ezra Noshim into the Azorah. Shiva Shalom Ayyub Azorah. Gimel B'tzofim, Gimel Dorim, three in the north and three in the south. V'achz B'mizrach, and one in the Mizrach, Shebe Dorim. Now we're starting from the Dorim side all the way over here. The furthest towards the Ma'ariv. Shebe Dorim is called Sharad Leiko. That's called Sharad Leiko. This one. Sheini Loi, the one after it, Sharad Korban. Sharad Korban. Some call it Shkar B'chores. Where the Bukharis went through. Shlishiloi, the third one, is Shah HaMayim. Oh, now, this is called Shah HaMayim. This is called Shah HaMayim. This third one. Now, there's another one drawn over here in the picture that we're not going to discuss right now. Zog de Gemara. Shah HaMayim. Shebe Mizrach, the Mizrach when you enter, that's over here, is Shah Niknor. Now, Niknar itself had two lishkois on the sides of the Niknar, the beautiful Shah Niknar, Al Shem Niknar, there were two lishkois. Achas bimin of Achas Mishmela, one on the right, one on the left. Achas lishkas Pinchas Amalbish, one was called the lishka Pinchas Amalbish because he was Malbish to Kahanim. Achas lishkas Oise Chavitin, they made the Chavitin coin gold that were brought every day. But a coin hedjit brought it when he became a coin hedjit. Shebet Sofoin, now we go to the Tzofin side, over here. Shevet Sofon, Shah Nitzutz, starting from all the way by the Ma'ariv side, it's Shah Nitzutz. Shah Nitzutz is had an aliyah. Zok the Gemara Shah Nitzutz, which had on top of it, Shevet Sofon, Shah Nitzutz, ukemin achsadra, hoyo, v'aliyah b'nu yeloi al gabov. It had a second floor, and on the Shah Nitzutz, it had a second floor, v'shom kahanim shoimri milmalo v'levim milmato. The kahanim stood watch and guarded from the outside, facing the outside, and Levim on the bottom. There was an entrance on the bottom also, obviously, the door, the shahr itself. But on the second floor, the Kohanim stood guard. Now, what exactly does the Shemira help on the bottom? If you have a Shoyim on the top, you need a Shoyim on the bottom. Zok the Rambam in Beis Abchira, it's as covered. It's not a Shemira for Ganovim. That's not the Shemira. It's a Kovadik Shemira. There's two dinim in Shemira. There's a Shoyim that prevents a person from stealing, and there's a Shoyim that stands guard, like an English change of the guard. They're not stopping anything. It's a Kovadik thing. So that's what the Lahavdil, of course, but that's what it was over there. It was a Kovadik in the Rambam. Now, the Shahr Nitzutz, it was called Nitzutz because since it was a second floor, so the Nitzutzei Achamo entered from there. That's the Mefarshim explained in Tomit. The Rosh in Tomit says so. He says it was called Shahr Nitzutz because of Nitzutz Achamo. Zog the Gemara. Now, so we may want to discuss this one in the Ma'ariv Sofen side. The next one next to it, Vishalafonov, the one after that, Vishalafnimi Menu, Hachel. I'm sorry, not before that. After this Shahr Nitzutz, they're regarding, it's the Chel, it's past it. Obviously, the Chel is going all around. The Chel was around. So the Chel was over there. Zog the Gemara. Sheni loy. Oh, now we're going to the second one. The second shahr next to the one, the nitzutz, is shahr korban. It's called shahr korban. Korban is pashas the kochim kochim that shchitasim mitzofen. So they went through there. Tzofen is on this side, right? That's where they had the rings, the tabois. Shchitasim mitzofen ado. So maybe they came in from here to the tzofen side. Shlishi loy shahr beis hamoiked. Oh, beis hamoiked. We're skipping this one, and the Beis HaMoiked we discussed at length. Beis HaMoiked, we said the large one is called Beis HaMoiked, and itself has four chambers. We had a whole sugya of going to the right, going to the left. You had the Shahr Tvila, Shahr Lechem Aponim, the Shahr Tloyim, the Shahr of the Avnei Mizbeach, the smaller Shahr HaMoiked. That's all called Shahr HaMoiked. The big one is called Shahr HaMoiked. You enter from there. Shlish Shahr Beis HaMoiked, V'tanya Chomesh Tvilas Vasol Kedushim Tovil Kohen Golu. There were 5 tefillas on Yom Kippur, and 10 kiddushin, kiddush adayim v'raglayim, that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur, u'mekadesh bei b'yoyim, v'chulon b'kodesh, and they were all done in Kodesh, where? Al gag beis ha-parva. Now, going back to the beis ha-parva, we said, was in the Dorim side, the original tefillah, because right when you come in from the Ezes Noshim, so we said the middle one had a gag, and the one next to it, the Shahr Medichin had the stairwell, Mesiba. So the Shahr Parva had a gag of Mayim in there. A gag on top, and there was a mikveh with a exclusive for the Kohen Gadol. V'kulam b'kodesh agag beis ha-parva. Chutz mizu, shoyse b'choil. Except for the first one that was in the choil, al gabe shahr ha-mayim. We said that there was a shahr ha-mayim. Here, shahr ha-mayim was over here. Shahr ha-mayim was, there was also a mikveh there. That was b'choil. That was boni b'choil. So over there, there was another mikveh that was b'choil. Now, interesting, before we go weiter, Rashi says that when they did Asor Kedushin, Yodor V'raglov Min HaKiyor, they did it from the Kiyor. And Achorinim Bavorna, this Tosyont effect of Baum Kasha, we know in Yom Kippur they used a Kitan Shalzov. If it was a Kitan Shalzov, why does Rashi say Kiyor? So Zok the Chizkuni Ala Torah. Avad, the Kiyor means it was this Kaddish in the Kiyor. And the water was drawn from the Kiyor and then placed in the Kitan Shalzov. But there's a two dinim. There's a Maisa Kedusha, and then there's a Maisa, the Etzim Kiddush. The Kita in Shalzov, they were Makaddish Adayim. But the Etzim water came from the Kiyor. Zok Rashi Min HaKiyor. Zok Tigmar Vaita. Oh, this is the mafteach of what we're looking for. On the side of the Lishkas Hamayim, where we said he was Toivel, this one was Bechoil. There was Lishkosoi. Here we have a second Lishka of the Kohen Gadol. We still didn't yet say which one is Pahedrin and which one is Aftinas. But we have a second Lishka of the Kohen, Lishkosoi. He had an office over there near the Gag. Now we're going to try to understand what was that lishka? Lishkas Pahedrin, was it the place he slept 7 days? Bitzofen, it was in the Tzofen. Pahedrin was on the top in the Tzofen, like we said by the lishkas ha'etz, by the next to the lishkas ha'gozes. We said lishkosoi. Is that, was it in the Tzofen or was it in the Dorim? Zaktimor v'lo yadano. Ilishkas Pahedrin, Bitzofen, Lishkas Beis Aftinas, Bidorim. Aftinas was in the Dorim, where he prepared the Ketores, he learned it. Or Lishkat Beis Aftiras B'Tzofen, it was the opposite, Aftiras and Tzofen and Pahedin B'Dorim. Now the Gemara is going to say, Mistavra, we're not going to stay with this Swara, but Mistavra, it's to say that Pahedrin was in Dorim. Pahedrin was on the Dorim side, on the bottom, by the Lishkat Amayim, in the southern side. Why? My timer, because let's go through the procedure of the Kohen Gadol. He wakes up in the morning. What does he do the first thing? Makdim Koi Umesach. He relieves himself. Tanim Gdoilim. So now, Umeitzach is Raglov, V'tovil. You have to be Tovil. Now, it makes sense to have the mikveh near where you sleep. If you sleep in a Dorim, then it makes sense why the mikveh, the Mayim, is over there the first thing in the morning. So it makes sense by heading to be over there. V'tovil v'ozil l'tzofen. And then he does that already, he goes to the Tzofen. V'gomach hafina. And he does the hafina on the other side, which is the base haftinis. Hafina will be in the Tzofen according to that. And he goes to the avoid and the base mixture of the avoid the kuloyoma the bahadi panya in the evening again. It makes sense before you retire. What does it make sense? Madu ale. Since we had shiva yom mazen alov and we said the how your mazen making him tome. We said mazen at the end of the day and then itaka goes to the mikvah and he's tar again all the 7 days. Hazom makes you tome because that's what we said. So then it makes sense that before you retire, the mayim is a place to go to sleep again. So it makes sense that by hedrin is near the mayim in the dogam side. So Madu Alei Bahadipanya Vahoda Ozil Dorim, he goes back to the Dorim V'Tovil V'Nayach, and that's where he goes sleep. That's Bahedrin. The Amadish Bahedrin B'Tzofen. If you can say it's in the Tzofen, not where the Mayim is. So you get up in the morning, and what do? Makdim Koi Umeitz Raglov. You relieve himself V'Ozil Dorim. You can't go to the mikveh where you are. You have to go all the way 135 amas. That's a lot of waste of time for a Kohen Gadol. That's very busy. A guy is a masmid, obviously. So what do you stand? Every amma makes a difference. You're going to make him walk 135 ammas to go to the mikveh after he wakes up. V'tovel, the goma chafina, and then he's tovel over there, and then he's goma chafina, and then he has to go back to the chafina, walk back up the other direction, back to the tzof inside. And then in the evening also it's fakert. He has to go to Dorim because that's where the water is. V'tovil, uboye mahadu meizel tzofen, but he doesn't sleep there. If Pahedin is in the tzofen, he goes to the mikvah in the dorm and he goes back up 135 amas. Why are you making him walk so much? Umeinach, and then he goes to sleep in the tzofen. Umitoch matachin alei kulehai. So that's a spar that mistavra that Pahedin is in the dorm and Aftinas is in the tzofen by the eights, by Lishkas eights. Zog the Gemara, no. There's only mistavra where we matre this. Zog the Gemara, Alom Aloy, why not? We have an incentive and a purpose to yes be matriachim. You know why? Zokim Aloy, I'm Alom Aloy matchinale. Why not? Alom Aloy matchinale tvei. We want to be matriachim more. Why? The eat stuki have how? If he's a stuki, so then lifroish. We want him to say this is not for me. I'm out. What do I need this headache? I'm walking up and down 135 amas the whole day in the morning in the evening. What is this extra tirchus? So we want to sift out the tzdukim. Inami shloi tzuch daita olav. Even if it's not a tzduki, don't get too haughty. Not everything is your bathhouse is not right when you get up in the morning. You have to walk. Don't think everything you have your mansion where you're sleeping right next to where you have to where you can go to the mikveh. No, shloi tzuch daita. We shouldn't get to him. The eloi teimach. If you're not going to say this, my proof that you want to be matriach on him. The proof is as follows. Navdinu letavayu badi adodi. If you're anyway looking not to make tirchas, so why are the two lishkas, Pahedrin, where he sleeps, and Aftinas, where he does the tirchas, not near each other? Let them be near each other. Why are they on opposite ends? Or even more than that, Inami tizkele bechado. Why do you have to have two offices? Make it one. Make lishkas Pahedrin the place he does. Vice says, we're not looking to make life so easy, either for the tztukin or for himself. So the maskon of the Gemara is that lishkas Pahedrin is taka over here in the tzofen side. Next to the gozis, in front of the bar, lishkas abor, in the lishkas eitz, and the lishkas aftinas is next to the shara maim shomoy lishkosoi, and the other tefillas were taka on this side too. But the one in the morning was shara maim next to the lishkas aftinas, where even though it's not where he slept, and he taka had to walk 135 amas. For the tzdukim, we made it hard, so they should not want to be. We do the avoda. Some slip through the cracks, hopefully not, but at least we try to be matriach on them. So comes out Maskonas HaGemara, the Lishkas Pahedin was indeed Betzofen, and they had to be matriach to go to the mikveh, even though they slept on one end in the Tzofen, and the mikveh was Lishkas Shamayim was in the morning, was all the way on the other side in the Dorim. They would take a bedafka matriach them to weed out, so to speak, the Tzdukin, or they shouldn't be Tzuach Daitoi. Now, the Lishkas HaGozis that was in the Tzofen side was partially in the Choyl, because Ein Yeshiva Ba'azorah, so they had to be partially in the Choyl. Now, the Lishkas Ba'hedrin, which we're saying is in the Tzofen too, so there's a numerous Terutzim and Rishonim, how did they sleep over there? Either it was Pesuach L'Choyl, so it has a Din Choyl, so you're able to sleep over there, even if it was B'Kodesh, there's a tzad that Raivin and Talmud says that even B'Kodesh, since you had no choice, since you're there for 7 days, and when you can't stay awake without yeshiva, so then there's a heter yeshiva. So mele that looks like Aaron HaKohen in the Miluim had to sleep even though he's in the Oil Moed for 7 days. So either it's Pasuach L'chol Siyelaru, or because it's Taka B'Kodesh, but since you had no choice, so there's a heter of yeshiva. Now, on the tzad of the Gemara wanted to say that the Torah was there too. The Gemara wanted to say maybe make it together in one room if you don't want to be matriach, so either make it near each other or maybe even make it bechado, tiskele bechado. So it could be as a din choil because it's pesuch lechoil, but le'olim it's in the kodesh also. So the Torah Savada was in kodesh. It's not a stira that can have a din choil klape the din that it's yeshiva and it's also a din kodesh, but it's in the kodesh. It's just pesuch lechoil, so as a din choil klape one aspect maybe. But a component of the lishkas gozes was for sure partially in choil because ain't yeshiva bazora, and that's why they had to sit down the Sanhedrin the whole day. Now the Tosfos Shonim over here says the gabi sharad leka. We said the lishka that was all the way in the Dorim Ma'ariv side, the first corner towards the Ma'ariv, was called sharad leka. So Rashi says, what was it called that way? Tosfos Shonim says, Sharad Delek, Yesh Lefarach Shederech Shomai Mevi'in Eish Lamarocha. They brought the fire to the Marocha from there, so it's called Sharad Leka. Now, even though we know that Yorda Eish Min HaShemayim, and it was a Ness, but that doesn't mean that even though it was a Yorda Min HaShemayim, there was a Mitzvah Lavim and a Hedyot, they still had to prepare it and bring him in a Hedyot. It was a Ness Lamaise that took place, but Ein Tzemchen Al Ness. So they had, even though it was Yorda Min HaShemayim, but they had a Shah called Shahad Leka. The Shah Korban Zok Tez Shonim, Shemadach Shom Oy Mevi'in Korbonis. They were taka brought korbanos from there, and that's why it's called Shahar Korban, some called Shahar Bechoris. The Russian media says it was the Mokum that Avraham Avinu went and brought Yitzchak as a korban, that Shahar, from that area, going through that direction. So that's also called why it's called the original Shahar Korban. Now the Etzem Lishkas HaGozis, the Ritva says that it's called Gozis because the Inala have an Evan Gozis when it comes to the Mizbeach, but for the Lishkas HaGozis itself, over there was Mutta to have it made out of Gozis, even though it was carved out of Basil. All right, we'll stop over here at the bottom of the omens.